Welcome to Girls in Heels. Today we have a story that you will not believe. The three of us were at an event the other night, and you will be amazed at the gall one woman had. I mean, we thought we were being punked. No joke. Like, we'll tell you all about that. I'm your host, Cooper Lawrence. My co-host, Teresa Aprea. Hello.
Hello, everybody. It's Teresa.
Nicole Napolitano. Hello.
Hi there.
Also known as the twins from Bravo's Real Housewives of New Jersey, of course. You know, you guys, I almost was not here today. I just want to tell you.
Why not?
Oh.
Why?
I woke up this morning.
I'm scared to hear why not.
Okay.
And?
Woke up this morning early.
Yeah.
Could not, like, went to open my eyes and only one eye opened.
No way.
So I was thinking maybe I didn't take my makeup off from the night before. And like, you know, sometimes like you get that mascara thing and like your eyes are like
maybe pink.
No, I have to take off my makeup every night.
No, but she's saying pink eye.
Wait a second. Do you wear contacts?
No, I don't wear contacts.
Oh, you don't?
And I took my makeup off. I just thought maybe I didn't take it off well enough.
Well enough, okay.
Which is why, like, maybe I had the one eye. I didn't know what was going on.
Ooh. Or you thought maybe your honey was playing a trick and glued your eyes shut.
You know? I'm not even kidding. He was mad at me last night because I went to bed. He wanted to stay up and, like, do stuff. And I was tired.
So maybe there was something else in your eye. That he didn't wipe off good enough, Cooper.
The best thing is Cooper didn't even know what was going on. She woke up to it. By that time, it was all dried up.
You know what? I didn't even consider that.
See that?
Obviously, Nicole did.
But wait a second. I woke, so my eye was, it wasn't just swollen. It was swollen shut. Like the whole right side of my face.
That's
was
scary.
So scary. And I was like, that's it. I got to call the girls and tell them that we can't do the podcast today because I have to go to the emergency room and
have my
eye replaced. You know, and I was like, okay, well, I can still talk, so I'm going to go. But what I realized, I took some Benadryl and it went away in 2 seconds. Here's what it is.
Please tell me.
Because there's no air conditioning on in our apartment anymore because it's that time of year where it's kind of like the transition between summer and winter.
Yeah.
So it's hot. So we opened the windows. Something stung me, and I had an allergic reaction to it.
Yes, I was going to say it might have been a spider bite because I had that last month.
No, she's not saying a bite. She's saying stung.
Oh, I was thinking stung. I was thinking
it could be stung or it could be a spider bite because my eye blew up last month. I woke up.
Right.
I had to take a Benadryl. I couldn't open my eye.
You.
I was nervous too.
Nicole, that's what happened to me.
And
you know
I have,
what?
Yeah.
You're right. It wasn't a
I had to go out and get spray, and I sprayed all around my doors outside because I was seeing a lot of spiders in my room. Yeah.
Oh, great. Now I have to move.
See well, you that? Know what they say. I know it sounds crazy. They say keep bounce. You know bounce? The anti-static that you put in the dryer. Keep bounce in your bed. It's like a repellent for spiders,
wait, I swear. Teresa, wait
I
a second.
Do.
Hang on a minute.
I do.
Keep bounce in your bed. Are
yes.
you really giving me that
Oh, no
advice?
Pun intended, Teresa.
Bounce in your bed. I could do the commercial. Keep bounce in your bed. No,
no,
seriously.
No pun intended.
No.
Oh, and woo over your head.
Seriously.
What makes you think I don't?
Okay.
They say in your lifetime you swallow 3 spiders.
I think that's an urban legend.
I don't think so.
That's
I think
because
sometimes
disgusting.
You sleep with your mouth open and they go in.
I don't sleep with my mouth open.
You
don't
know
chew
if you sleep with your mouth open. Chewing with your mouth open is gross, but some people don't realize, you know, when you go to sleep, when you're in a really deep, deep sleep, your mouth opens. Like on the beach when you have that deepest sleep. Sometimes I found out that my mouth was open.
Okay, so just to be on the safe side, keep bouncing your bed.
Okay,
I swear.
Wait, so Nicole, is that why I gained weight? Have I been eating spiders? Like I'm dieting the rest of the day, then I'm like night eating and don't even realize it.
Yeah. Great.
Hold on, bringing up about your eye, my girlfriend Sonia years ago, she had an eye infection. She kept her eye medicine next to her bed on her nightstand.
Okay.
Craziest thing happened. She woke up in the middle of the night. She put in her eye drops. Guess what?
She grabbed the wrong thing.
This is a true story.
Only Sony girl can do this.
We love her. My little chica.
Love her. She put crazy glue in her eye. She
no.
glued her eye
Honest
shut.
To God. Glued it shut.
Honest to God.
Yep.
Glued it shut.
So, wait a second. So,
she
had her eye removed?
No, she was okay. Went to the ER and they took care of it. Yeah. Thank God.
Can you imagine?
That's crazy.
She's hysterical. We have to have her up here one day.
What did I do? And then once, this was just recently. Oh, gosh. You remember?
Oh, what you did to me?
Yeah, it was about 2 months ago.
I was going to shop for my reunion dress.
What did Teresa do to you?
Really?
Recently.
What'd she do?
Not that time. It was in the summer.
Oh, when you gave me the wrong eye drops?
Yes.
Okay.
Tell
Wait, Teresa,
the story.
What'd you do?
All right. So, and it was in the summertime, bright sunshine. And what was wrong? Your allergies?
My allergies were so bad. My eyes were itching me like crazy.
And I said, oh, wait, I have really good eye drops. No, I felt really bad. I gave her these eye drops that I had that my husband gave me to hold, that my girlfriend gave him, that she said, these are the best eye drops ever. Okay. Never take anybody else's medication. I put them in Nicole's eye for her. And all of a sudden, she's like, oh, my God. She's like, Teresa, I look at her eyes. She's like, I can't see. Something's
I
wrong.
I can't reach.
She goes, I can't reach.
I can't read my text. I can't read my text.
So
I
all of a sudden, I looked at her. I said, oh, my God. I go, your eyes are dilated. Something's wrong. Something's seriously wrong. So I looked at the medication. I sent it to my friend who's an eye doctor. He goes, where did you get those?
Oh, no.
They are so serious. He goes, they're only used, in a doctor's office.
Uh-oh. Your dilated eyes. Blind. Tell her to put sunglasses on right now.
She needs to keep sunglasses on.
Do not look directly at the sun.
Because for 10 hours, her eyes will be dilated. They're only used in a hospital or in a doctor's office. She needs to keep dark sunglasses on. And, yeah, that was really bad.
Out of nowhere, I said, Teresa, my vision is blurry. I can't read those signs in front
of me. When you said you can't read, I thought you meant it made you illiterate.
No. You were such a good sport, though, because I felt so bad.
See.
I was like, oh, my poor sister. And we were walking around the city, and we had to go shopping, and we had to take care of stuff, and it was really bad.
Wait, did you go to the emergency room, or you just sort of went out?
I just had to wait it out, 10
she
hours.
She was good. She waited it out.
Pupils
me,
went
I would have been
normal.
Flipping out. She was good. She loves
oh,
me.
Oh, it's Whoa. Scary, though. It's really scary.
Well, we teased that we were at an event the other night,
yes.
So we have to tell people the story of what happened because I still can't even believe it. I still can't believe that in proper society, this woman had the gall to do what she did. So Teresa, you set the stage. So explain where we were.
Okay, so we were at an event, a fundraiser for a friend of yours, Hair to Help, mm-hmm. James Corbett. An amazing function. He was amazing. And we'll tell the story, how he got started with this.
Sure.
Because that really touched my heart and inspired me. And I thought it was the most beautiful story. Just fast forward to the end of the night, the auction. First of all, this bracelet that I got is stunning with the serpent on it.
Oh, yeah, Carrie,
this
right.
This cuff. Amazing. Okay, so anyway, this we're all...
It's a silent auction.
It's a silent auction. We're all, it's last minute. Everybody's, you know, going to see what they want and to try to, you know, top everybody's bid so that, you know, it's for a great cause. Where the money, all of a sudden, this woman, she was an older woman too. It wasn't like she was some young
dressed
chickadee.
Dressed in a beautiful Chanel jacket.
Dressed in a Chanel jacket, her Chanel bag. And I kept on kind of outbidding her on this bracelet.
And so did our agent Heather.
Now Heather was amazing. Heather, I think, got every single thing there besides you and me.
She did.
I mean, she got everything. Okay, and she was amazing. She knew it was for a good cause. She kept on outbidding. I'm going up and outbidding this one lady for this cuff. But then all of a sudden, the auction closes and everybody's gathering their stuff. You, me, Heather, Nicole. All of a sudden, she says. Oh, and I hear her telling Heather, because Heather literally got about 8 of the things, I really want to help out, so can I buy one of the things from you? But meanwhile, this woman should have outbid Heather.
Right.
So that it's for a good cause. That's the whole point of outbidding people to get the most money we can for cancer. And she says, can I just buy one of your things from you? Because so now I look at the guy collecting the money and me and him look at each other like, well, guess what? If you want to just, if it's so important to you
well,
to
basically
help.
Basically what she said is she just wants to donate money. It was so important. She wished
it was
she could
so important. Well, then guess what?
Something.
She should have written out
a check.
She should have just written out a check and that's it. Instead, it's like she wanted something.
Yeah.
She wanted something to take away from it, which really pissed me off.
Right.
If you wanted something to take away from this event, then you should have outbid somebody. Instead, she made us do all the outbidding, and then she's like, oh, well, can I buy it for that price? Well, if you wanted it, I just thought it was absurd. Me and the guy looked at each other like, this lady's off her rocker. You know what? Write out a check. Because now you're annoying me, lady. Now you're looking at it. Now you just want to walk away with something. When you know what? You didn't outbid anybody for anything. Now just write a check. If it's so important for you to help out the cause, write a check.
And after listening to James and why he started this foundation, I don't know how she couldn't just say, hey, listen.
That's the thing, Nicole.
It has Chanel
that's
suit,
a really good
Chanel
point.
Bag.
Exactly, yeah.
It wasn't like she didn't have it. I totally get that. If you can't support a cause, financially. You can do it in other ways.
She didn't want to keep on outbidding. She didn't want to keep on raising the stakes. That's what pissed me off about her.
And the whole idea of a silent auction is that you can walk over to the sheet of paper at any point over the course of the night until they close the auction.
Yes.
And you just see what the last person bid and you put a little bit more.
And a little bit more.
Exactly. They were like Chloe bags and the beautiful jewelry, the really expensive stuff. So if you're bidding on the $2,000 Chloe bag and it's up to $400, just put $410.
Exactly. You know?
Just put something a little bit more for it.
Exactly. That was bizarre. When she came over to our friend and said, can I buy something from you with the price?
She's like, you just got everything.
I can buy something from you. No, sweetheart, you should have outbid her, okay?
Right,
because it's for a great cause. But speaking about that and James Corbett and Hair to Help, he has a salon, which is so amazing. I was so touched by his story.
Now, that's a good point. Now, Nicole, you brought this up. The fact that it was right after he told
his story
that she still walked over to us. And mind you, here's the thing. And our girlfriend was really nice. She could have said, tough, just write a check. This is my stuff. But she was there to be charitable. She said, well, you know what? I ended up getting two pairs of expensive sunglasses, which she paid like $300 a pair for. Why don't you buy one of the sunglasses from me? She goes, I don't want sunglasses.
Yes, that's what she said. She's like, I don't want sunglasses. Okay, well, what did you want, the bag? Okay, and that you didn't outbid me for? I would have been like, well, you know what, honey? Write a check. Heather is way too kind.
I don't want sunglasses.
That's what she said.
Wow. She just wanted to walk away with something. But she, you know what bothered me? She knew Heather was going to keep on outbidding her and that it was going to go up and up and up.
Right.
She did not want to pay anymore. That's what bothered me about her.
Exactly. That's it.
So that's what, you know, aggravated me.
Well,
but
Nicole, she knew if she put a price down,
Heather was
going
to go higher.
Heather would have kept on going higher.
Yeah. I love Heather.
Yeah,
she's just so much fun. And her husband is.
They're the best.
Delicious.
Yeah.
I love him. He's like little CIA.
Yeah. So Nicole, tell the story
Can't go there. It's top secret.
I'm gonna move on.
Move on now.
Move on. He's 4 feet, but he's about
he's
6 feet.
He's a wonderful person. He had mentioned that his father had died of cancer, and then his mother financially had to go work in a cafeteria.
No, she always worked. She worked in a cafeteria in the schools.
In the schools,
correct?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that and how, you know, she really didn't have the finances to really
take care of herself because she was the caregiver,
right?
You know, to her husband
who was so sick and had passed away from cancer, and he had saw that these people had come
so
to
kind.
Her and was so kind and said, "Listen, you know, I want to do your hair and make you feel beautiful and pamper you a little bit, you know, after all what you have gone through." So I thought that was something, and then also his significant other had gone through cancer.
That's right.
And is a survivor. So it's amazing how he wanted to make a difference in these women's lives who are going through cancer, and not only them, but their caregivers,
right,
who are there for them 24/7. So whether it's giving them a massage while they're going through the chemo, to make
reflexology, to ease the pain,
and do it, you know, they're losing their hair, and just to make them feel as beautiful as possible.
And make them feel like women again.
Absolutely.
I have friends that have gone through different types of cancer, and the one thing that they've said is, I no longer feel like a sexual being. I don't feel like a woman. I feel just like a patient. And every time I go in and I have to go to like the infusion suite and I sit there getting my chemo or whatever, I feel like I don't even feel like myself anymore. So a lot of what he was giving these women back were their humanity. So that's how it started with him. But then eventually they started coming back and saying, you know, my doctor said that this reflexology has changed my diagnosis, or every time I come in and get reflexology and massage, you know, it seems to work and I need less chemo, whatever it is.
Right,
and he didn't even realize that what he was doing
was
actually having an effect on the pain management of these people. So he was like, well, that's it. I'm in. So he tells this beautiful story. He's crying. His partner is crying.
Yes.
Our agent, who never cries, was crying. Come on. Exactly.
And this woman in a Chanel suit has the balls.
If we can get Heather to cry.
With her Chanel suit and Chanel bag, the balls to ask, well, can I buy something
already
bought? That's audacity. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. If there's one thing that I cannot stand, it's for people
who don't give back, who have the finances, and
who really don't go out of their way, especially with such an organization, like what he has going for these women and helping out.
Like I told him, listen, If you don't need anything monetary, then I will be there physically. I will come. If your masseuse doesn't show up, you give me a call. I will be there. I will rub their feet. Like anything I can do just to
help and to make them feel special
and give back. And what I love about James is he took action. You know, so many people go through things and say, I wish I could make a difference. But he did something about it.
Right.
And he's helping so many people.
And his goal is to have Hair to Help, which is the name of his charity.
Yes.
Hair with the number 2, Help. He wants to have them all over the country because he figures, like, if you have them in 50 markets and 50 salons around the country and everybody helps a couple of people, that's literally hundreds of cancer patients that you are giving a better life to, at least for that day, you know, if not long term, like some of his patients or some of his clients.
You know, like I said, it's the butterfly effect. By him helping one person, it trickles down to a million people, and that's it. You know, those people, and then, you know, they will have children, and if the mother's happier, then the children will see the mother happy. It's amazing how, you know, it affects so many people
now,
in a positive way.
Of cancer, it's October, so it's Cancer Awareness Month. Now, which one of you is Auntie Tata's?
I'm Auntie Tata's. You know, it's so funny. I'm driving here today. I'm driving up to CBS.
Wait, Teresa, you're Auntie Tata's.
Auntie Tata.
Okay, so Nicole, do you have a nickname too?
Uh-huh. I'm Auntie Coco.
How did you get Coco?
Because that's what my nephews and my godsons, Nicole,
they just... That's what Giovanni used to call you when he was little.
Yeah, Giovanni used to call me. I don't know why, and I've never said that before.
But I was...
If anything, my nickname, some people will say like Nikki, but my little nephews and my little cousins, they just say Coco.
Yeah, that's so
probably because instead of Nicole, they call me Aunt Coco.
And then little Bennett, my little godson, my little nephew in Dallas. Nicole and I have family in Texas, as some of you all know. That's why we're huge Cowboy fans from when we were younger.
I'm not a huge Cowboy fan.
I'm a huge Cowboy fan.
Let's get
fan.
That straight.
Oh, well, now
in my family,
fan
I'm sorry.
Son.
My son Joey is a huge Dolphin fan, and Anthony is a huge Giant fan. So my household, we are Giants and
not
Dolphins.
Me.
But
I've always been a Cowboy fan.
I always loved
you
the Giants.
You were a Cowboy fan as a kid when we were there.
Maybe
you
as a kid, and I was forced to wear the jerseys because we lived there for the summer, and you know,
forced.
We put them on.
You
but
were not. See, I'm a Cowboy fan.
Teresa, you were always a diehard Cowboy fan.
Well, yeah.
I love what Teresa speaking for both of you. We are diehard Cowboy fans,
and
Nicole's
you know
like,
what?
No.
You know what? We have friends in Dallas, and we're going to one of the Cowboy games, and now you're not going
to
come.
You were the one who wanted to be
Stay
a
home.
Dallas Cowboy cheerleader
I
growing
did.
Up.
I really did.
Wait a minute.
Always...
Stop right there.
Yes.
That has always been my goal. And
get
I'm,
out of here.
And I'm still not over it.
Yes.
That's still my life goal.
It's like those. Yes. I love it.
But
that's why I love you, Cooper.
From Dallas said, Teresa, you will never become a Dallas Cowboy
and
cheerleader.
And I said, why?
Because he says, because they sleep with all the football players.
I'll do that.
Yes. Is that so bad? No.
What's the problem here?
What's the problem?
Did you watch the reality show, DCC Cheerleaders? Did you watch that?
No.
I used to see the Dallas Cowgirl one, the Cowboys. They were the Cowboy cheerleaders.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a reality show for a while.
No, that's it. The Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders, the DCC.
Oh.
Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders. They had a reality show.
Oh, I get it. That's okay. I'm still a little tired.
DCC.
Yeah, that's the girl. Do you remember? So girls would come and they would audition and you would follow them through the whole process until they either made it onto the squad or didn't.
Yes, that's a while ago, right?
Oh, yeah, that was a couple years ago. I watched that show like it was my Bible. I studied everything.
The moves.
Were you a cheerleader in high school?
Of course
good.
I was.
Me too.
Please, of course.
Yeah, but see, now the crazy thing is I was not a cheerleader in high school.
No, because you broke your toe when we were trying
out. Yeah, but I wasn't, I don't know, for some reason I really wasn't into it. You were.
Well, I loved being a cheerleader.
Teresa, you can probably do it right now because your body is to die for, but
I don't
care that my body is not to die for. Hey. I still think that I can be a Dallas Cowboy
cheerleader.
Babe, you I don't
care.
Care.
Red
boots and that cute little
I don't care
how
confidence. I am. You have confidence, baby, and you're hot and you're gorgeous. And I think we should do it, Cooper. Let's do a Halloween. Wear those white shorts and the cowboy boots, the white and the... stars.
I'll do
our...
it for Halloween, but seriously, I that's my goal in life. I want to go work there.
You know
I want
what?
Them
We're
to hire
go.
Me, and
that's
I want
it.
To go cheer for the Dallas Cowboys.
Well, we if go. You guys do dress up for Halloween,
well, you can,
as
you
cowboy,
can,
as
you
the
can hang with us
because
all of a sudden you can't hang with us because you're a Dolphin and Giants. I don't know where these Giants came from.
Really, Teresa? My dog is named Tiki Barber when he played for the Giants. I named my dog after a player.
That's true. And we did have lunch with Tiki Barber
You've
last
got to be
week.
Kidding me. I named my dog after him.
Wait.
And of course, once I named my dog after him, he retired.
Did you ever post that picture on social media with
us
and Tiki
Barber? I don't know if I did. But
we'll have to post it.
And also, I would get all the books. Remember, Rhonda and Tiki Barber, and I would read to my boys when they would
Wait, Nicole, when you met Tiki Barber, did you tell him that you named your dog Tiki Barber?
I did. I said, Tiki, my dog's named after you.
And what did he say?
He thought that was hysterical.
Oh, he liked it.
He liked it.
It was so hard calling him Tiki because I kept on thinking of my little dog.
Tiki, my little dog.
Yeah. Every time I looked at him, I'm like, hey, Tiki. Come here.
Sit.
Fetch, sit, lick,
beg,
bone,
roll over.
See, it works. What's the problem?
I never knew he had books.
He's also a twin, by the way.
I know he's a twin. Tiki Barber's a twin.
I forgot about that. That's right.
He's got lots of children's books, so I had bought them for my kids when they were little.
And are his books about twins?
Him and his brother, and it was like they're children's books. Mm-hmm. Adorable, yeah. Really right. cute. Well, I haven't read them in probably 12 years.
And the brother's not an athlete?
His brother, I believe, does play, too.
Does he? Oh, you haven't heard of him.
I could be wrong, but from reading the books like many years ago, he went professional as well. He did.
Oh, okay.
His brother, right. Wow. But he wasn't as big as Tiki.
Now that we don't agree on sports.
But he did play professional football.
We do agree on baseball. We do both like the Yankees.
Love the Yankees. Always
love
did.
Yeah,
you do.
Yeah. Even though my grandfather growing up was a huge
and
Met fan.
And my son is a Mets fan.
And Giovanni's a huge Met fan.
So, not huge, but he always liked the Mets growing up because Uncle Nick always would take him to Met games and stuff.
I only went to sports if I had a boyfriend that dragged me. And I got to tell you, I don't know what it is about sports. It's almost like people that can't sing where like you can't really hear the notes. I'm like that when I'm around sports, and it makes me want to kill myself.
Really?
I can't stand sports. I don't mind playing them.
Gosh.
Right.
I can't stand
watching.
You don't like
going to a football game?
No.
Oh, my God. I love
I'm
football
I'm bored
games.
To tears.
I love football. Sunday football in the fall. Like, it's great. It's like
baseball.
Now you know
unless
fall
I'm,
is here.
Yeah.
Like Sunday football.
No,
like
I've gotten dragged to sports over the years, especially, yeah, because, I mean, so I've always had boyfriends that were really into sports, and I had this one guy who was really good friends with Rusty Staub.
Okay.
So he was, I guess, a Met, right? He was a famous Met. So
right.
I guess he always got him tickets to the Met games, and I really, really, really wanted to have sex with this guy, right? So we had just started dating, and it was sort of like there was another girl in the picture, and I was trying to be more like the girl he's going to really be into. And,
right.
You know, she was
like his team.
Exactly. And she
wore the jerseys.
She worked too many hours. So I was always available to go to games. So whenever he had Mets tickets, I was like, I can go. And suddenly I was like this big Mets fan. And I was like, I would go home and I would read up on, I would get the sports pages and I would sit there and I would talk to him about sports. But what I didn't realize was that the more I did that, it didn't make me sexier. It made me seem like one of the guys. And it sort of turned him off. And he chose
really?
The other girl. Yeah.
Oh, I'm surprised.
So I was like, you know what? See, I don't like sports. I should have just been myself.
You should have
and
just
been like,
yourself. Always be real. Don't be someone
that's
you're not.
What I always
and
say.
Don't try
always,
to impress someone. If
always,
you have to do that, that's
right.
not the right person.
Well, always be authentic.
They should be trying to impress you.
I know, but I was like 20.
But
I didn't know that lesson.
Oh, gosh. I thought you were like 15.
No.
Really? She said she wanted to sleep with him. 15.
Oh, okay.
She should not have been thinking about that.
I'm not you, Teresa.
No.
Sorry,
no, I was not sleeping around. Are you crazy?
She just finished hopefully playing with Barbie dolls.
I thought maybe high school. Because remember in high school, you're always trying to impress the guy with your team. Like, I was always a Cowboy fan, having family in Dallas from when we were 8, 9 years old. But I remember when I was in high school, a boyfriend of mine liked the Redskins. And that was like the rival at the time. Cowboy, Redskins. Remember Riggins?
Yes.
He was like number 44.
And you had to get his jersey.
And I remember my boyfriend at the time saying,
Benedict Arnold,
I wasn't Benedict Arnold. I wasn't a traitor. I was at the Cowboys, but I remember my boyfriend at the time. I was in high school. I was like 15. He got me a Riggins jersey, 44. And I was like, oh, gosh.
Ew, those are the horrible colors, too.
Maroon and yellow. And it was gross. But
nobody looks good in those
colors.
But
I remember, you know, wanting
baseball and football is my thing. I love football. Actually, football first. And I love basketball. Oh, basketball
is
fun, too. Yeah.
Love basketball.
We're girly girls, but we always love sports.
Stop pounding the table.
Oh, I do. I love basketball. I have to say, I was a huge Miami Heat fan because of LeBron and Wade, and I love those guys, but only because my
we
son.
We should do a sports show.
We should.
Oh,
my God.
No, but I do.
I love LeBron James.
I drank
James.
Out of the Stanley Cup. Yes, I
did. You
did? 94, Stanley Cup, baby.
Wait,
yeah.
How did you drink out of the Stanley? Wait a minute.
Oh,
I got to hear this story.
We were good friends with Adam Graves. And
who's that?
He played. He was number nine.
He was number nine on the New York Rangers.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, he's retired now. He went to his retirement party. Yeah, a few years ago.
Not only did he go to his retirement party, but when they retired his number at the Garden. He wanted Teresa and Reno by his side. But yeah, he was at my wedding, and we went on vacation with him and his wife, Violet.
We drank out of the Stanley Cup.
So I loved growing up in Brooklyn. I would always go to Ranger games growing up. It just so happened that we became friends as we got older, and Teresa and Reno, very good friends with Adam Graves. So we would always go to the green room afterwards. We became close with him. And when they won the Stanley Cup, of course, we got invited to the party.
The after party. And it was fun. We had pictures with the Stanley Cup.
So they passed the Stanley Cup around, and they put champagne in it, and we all drank it, which would be so gross right now because God knows how many
people drank out of that cup.
It was worth it.
Yeah, so we do. Speaking of,
did you also meet Derek Jeter?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I got to hear that story. You guys are amazing. Okay. I mean, I don't even know. I just had to learn who Derek Jeter was. I know all about the girlfriend. No, because I know about the girlfriends.
She's so pretty.
When they're dating somebody famous, or they're dating a supermodel or like a Victoria's Secret model, right, then I know who they are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that would be Derek Jeter, yes. Okay. So anyway, Reno.
It was actually, he won something at a charity event to go on the field and to...
But they also knew him from the charity event. So that's why the boys got to spend extra time by themselves with him down on the field and spent a couple of hours with him. He was awesome.
Girardi, the coach. Yeah.
He was actually, Girardi coached my son in Florida when he was working, but that's another story in itself, when he lived in Florida, Girardi. Wow. Anyway, then he moved. We moved back here. He moved back here, started coaching the Yankees. But getting back to Jeter, so the boys had met him, and he was so sweet. He gave them all a signed ball, Giovanni, Anthony, and Joey. Hmm. And Giovanni still has his, and my boys, Anthony, gave his ball to his best friend, who's a big Yankee. Now, as you know, a signed ball by Derek Jeter is worth a few thousand dollars.
Wow.
And my boys were really sweet. And my son Joey at the time, it was a few years ago, he was in fourth grade. Mm-hmm. And he said, "Mom, my teacher is retiring." She was old. She was in her 60s.
Yes, Mrs. Fernandez.
Love her. I feel so bad, Mommy, because she loves teaching, but she has to go take care of her grandchild because her daughter has to go back to work. So I said, okay. He goes, and she's the biggest Yankee fan, Mom. So I would like to give her my signed Derek Jeter ball.
No.
And
he's
so good. He has such
a big heart.
And all I'm thinking of is cha-ching, cha-ching. But I can't bring this up to my son now because that would just totally destroy. I'm like, Joey, are you sure you would like to give that to her? Yes, Mom. So there we go. I had two signed Derek Jeter balls in my house worth a few thousand dollars. My older son gave it to
his best friend,
and Joey just said, "Nope, I want to give it to my teacher," and gave it to his teacher who had retired.
And what was her reaction? Was she just overwhelmed?
She was overwhelmed.
She could not stop writing thank yous.
She was just so sweet. She wrote me the most beautiful thank you, and I said, "Mrs. Fernandez, this was all Joey." I mean, this was his
idea. To me, I would have sold the thing on eBay.
Exactly.
At the time, when I would have
taken it from her house.
When a 10-year-old, has a heart like that, and just, he knew, when I tell you, she was a die-hard, she probably still is, she's alive, God willing.
No, she is.
She is a die-hard Yankee fan. So Joey knew that would just make
her
so
happy. You don't think she sold
it
because she needed
the
money?
No. I don't think she needed the money. I think it was just about her helping her daughter out.
It was. She had to go help her daughter out. Right. She had a babysit while her daughter goes back to work. I don't think,
Italian family, Spanish family. That's what we do. We watch the grandkids.
When someone is a true fan, like my boys love baseball. They like the Yankees. They really do. They love Derek Jeter. But Anthony, it meant so much to him to give it to his best friend who lived in Florida, because we lived in Florida for 3 years. Moved back to Jersey. He misses his friend JP so much that he wanted to give him something so special for his birthday.
Right.
So, yeah.
So, now, Nicole, so are your boys still, are they like that? Because that was years ago. But are they still like that as they've gotten older? Are they still, like, really good to their friends?
They are. Thank goodness, I've always taught my boys to be compassionate, have empathy, be grateful every single day.
I have to say, we taught them compassion, but empathy, you can't even teach. Thank God our kids just have that, because you cannot teach empathy. And you know what? They have it. It's just in them, and I'm so grateful for that. Like, our kids, they really...
They have it. We were in the mall the other day.
That's what I was just going to say.
And this teenager was crying over the balcony.
It was me, my sister, and my son Giovanni shopping, okay, in the Freehold Mall.
We didn't notice
during
her at
the
time.
Day, afternoon.
So it was both you guys and your son.
Me and Nicole
and my son
Giovanni.
But Giovanni ran right over to me and said, Aunt Nicole, that teenager is crying.
And she was crying. I mean, she was hyperventilating, this kid, that I was so glad my son came and got me, because
we found out
she was almost going to jump.
Autistic, and she obviously lost her mom in the mall, and she didn't really know why she was crying.
Wait a minute. Who loses an autistic child? Come on.
And there was something obviously very wrong, because this kid was hyperventilating. Oh, I got so nervous. She was over the ledge.
I thought she was going to jump. We thought she was going to commit suicide before we realized that.
No, but you know what? My son came over to me, running to him. He goes, Ma, something's not right with that girl. We have to, like, see what's the matter and take care of her. So we went over. You know, we called the ladies who worked there, security. They took care of it. Everything was okay. But people came up to us afterwards as walking through Nordstrom's and said
thank
wow,
you.
That was so sweet. Your son. People just walking by
and
not even caring.
Oh, my God. I mean, think about it. It's a mall. There's tons of people there.
Mall.
Everybody walked right by her except for you guys.
Yeah,
and it was because your son.
And my son. And they said, wow. They said, is that your teenage son over there? I said, yeah. They said, that was so sweet of him. We saw him talking to her and calling and making sure everything was okay. They were obviously watching to see that she was okay.
Yeah.
And,
so getting back to your question, yes, my boys, thank God, they're 16. Anthony's going to be 18 in November.
And Giovanni's 19.
They have huge hearts.
I envy them. I envy them being so young and so, like, empathetic like that, because I feel like over the years I have been that way to people and I've always gotten it, like, thrown back in my face. I feel like no good deed goes unpunished. And maybe it's because I live in New York City and that kind of thing happens more often. Like, here's a good example. And this is the kind of thing that used to happen all the time in my 20s when I tried to do nice things for people.
Okay.
So there was this homeless guy who would sit outside my building and he would ask people for food. He wouldn't say money. He would say food. Money for food. That's what he wanted. Money for food. So I went and I just bought him a sandwich. Because I figured, like, I got him, like, a turkey. Who doesn't like turkey, you know?
Right.
So I went and got him a turkey sandwich. And I was like, here, instead of giving you money for food, I bought you some food. I got you a turkey sandwich. And he said, I don't want a fucking sandwich. And he took it and he threw it at me.
Oh, Cooper. Only you, Cooper. I'm laughing because that happened to me. When we were going ice skating with the kids, I bought someone. I won't give money because I'm scared.
Cooper,
threw it at you. That's so sad.
Threw it at me. Let me tell you something. And I stupidly opened it to show him it was turkey. So I had turkey and mustard all over me. And I was actually on my way to, like, an audition that day. So I was like in this pretty little black dress. I had to go upstairs and change.
No, I'll never look at turkey the same.
No, but it's funny because I bought someone a sandwich. I'll never give money because I'm nervous about drugs. A bum, side of the street, road, whatever.
Don't call him a bum.
Oh,
I'm a homeless person. That's horrible.
I'm sorry.
I don't know. Some of them are bums. Let's be honest.
I'm sorry, Teresa. I don't mean that condescending or insulting whatsoever.
Nicole, in my neighborhood, they're all bums.
They're called bums, okay, Therese? I grew up in Brooklyn.
You keep on talking while I eat my pizza from
But wait,
Brooklyn.
And then I'll just tell you another story.
Okay.
So then, when I lived in Florida, I always saw this man. I would go to, you know, Starbucks. I would be on my computer doing my work. And there was this homeless man.
No, if you're a drug addict, you're a bum. You should get off of drugs.
He was taking coffee every day. I would sit outside and I would see him take coffee out of the garbage and drink it. So finally, I said, oh, my goodness. It was like a few days of me saying, I said, let me go inside and buy him a venti coffee. I went inside. I bought him a venti coffee, and I handed it to him, and he threw it in the garbage. He took another one out, and I said,
Starbucks coffee tasted better in the garbage and then out.
I swear. He actually took the coffee and threw it in the garbage.
Coffee is delicious out of the garbage.
Yeah, that's what it did. So I think I'm done buying, you know. I don't know.
That's why, like, that's why, but see, that really changed me. Like, I stopped. I don't give anybody anything on the street anymore. I do all my charity, like, at James's thing, you know, at, like, I'll write a check, I'll give money, I'll do that. I volunteer with my dog. Like, I'll give my time, which I think has a lot of value.
Marconi, I agree.
You know? Exactly. So now, and I'm very picky now. Like, I choose my own charities. And you know what's interesting? My boyfriend had this little situation where somebody wanted to get him like a little gift, right?
Okay.
And the gift that she was giving him was like she was donating to her charity in his name. And
okay.
It's like, I think that's really lovely, except he has his own charities. And if you want to do something in someone's name, you should ask them where they'd like the
Which
money
charity?
To go.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Right.
Rather than donate to your charity in someone's name
I
for
them.
I
agree with you.
Yeah,
absolutely. Oh, I agree. Yeah, absolutely.
That's my only thing because there's
You know, that's wonderful to do. Yeah. You could just go around saying, I have a charity. Okay, you know what? I have a gift for you, but I'm doing it to my charity. That's
right.
Really not. A gift is saying, where would you like this money to go?
Right, right. Which I've had before. I had this, I don't know if you know RDS Delivery Company. They're fantastic. I love them.
No.
But I had a little incident with them, and to make up for it, I just want to let them know there was a situation, like their delivery guy. I saw him kick a dog. It was really upsetting.
No. Well, I would have went over and kicked him. And
well,
say, how does it feel? Because that dog cannot defend himself. Now,
wait
I'm
second.
Going to defend myself for that dog.
The
and
delivery
then he
guy
too.
Kicked the dog?
I saw the delivery guy kick a dog, yes.
So what
so
did you
upsetting.
Do?
Well, the guy
Let's
was
hear.
Enormous, and I'm tiny, so I just started screaming after him. Like, I started yelling at him, and he just, like, sort of booked away. But I saw on the back of his jacket was the name of the company.
Oh, okay.
Good.
So I called the owner, and the owner fired him immediately.
Good.
He believed me, first of all.
Yeah.
And second of all, he said, we are dog friendly here. People bring their dogs to work. He said, that, even if it isn't true, the fact that you perceived it that way, he said, I know the guy. I believe you. Fired him immediately. He said, and as a result, he said, I want to give $200 to your favorite charity. Do you have a pet charity by any chance? I said, yeah, as a matter of fact, I do.
Aw, that's
Angel
awesome.
On a Leash. So he was like, great. So he donated $200 to Angel on a Leash.
It's called Angel on a Leash?
Angel on a Leash.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, to make up for this guy, which I thought like, oh my God, that's amazing.
That's really nice.
Yeah. So, but see
there are some really nice people.
He donated to my charity. He didn't say, I'm going
to
give $200 to the ASPCA in your name. He asked me what my charity was.
Well, all I have to say is I love Verizon because when I had Opt Online,
what
come on,
does this
I'm
going to
tell you
why.
The installer for Opt Online, my Tiki was barking at him and he got the wire that he was installing and whipped my dog.
Oh, yeah.
And I came up and saw it and my dog's eye was tearing.
What?
And all, yeah,
yes.
Like
oh,
smaller,
I
had to take my dog to the vet. I called Opt Online. I said, you know what? Now I'm canceling your service and now I'm going back to Verizon. And I canceled with them. Oh, I canceled with them, and that was that.
Wait, but did you tell them about the installer that hit your dog?
I sure did.
And did they fire him?
I don't know if they fired him, but I said, do you know what you... I saw what your man did to my dog. I came up, thank God. Yes, my dog was barking, but I would never let him free in the house if he was a biter. And he got that yellow wire, and he just whipped him.
I would have called the police.
Hit him.
Yeah, Nicole, I'm surprised
hit him
you didn't
in the
whip
eye,
him back.
And I called right away. I said, out of the house. Out of the house now. And I said, and I called up online. I said, now I'm not switching. Now I'm going back to Verizon. Yes.
Oh, no. I see anything goes on with my dog.
I had to take my dog to the vet.
I see
you.
Baby,
baby.
Yes.
No.
I was furious.
And was he okay, the dog?
He was okay, but I had to take him to the vet, and I gave him some eye drops.
And did you tell them?
They gave him eye drops like you this morning.
Did they pay for your vet bill?
They didn't.
No, we don't like them anymore.
Yeah, I don't know what I was going through that I did not insist.
I'm surprised you did not run after him with the wire.
I know.
Yeah. When,
no,
I mean,
thank God you didn't. That would have been bad. You were very
then
good.
Then I would have had a lawsuit on my hands.
Exactly.
Anything goes on with my dog, I see red.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I am so unhinged if I see anybody do anything to a dog in general, let alone my dog. Get it.
I could have claimed insanity, though, because that is my baby.
That's right.
It's my third child.
I don't think, you know, honestly, if he would have had you arrested or anything, aside from the pain in the ass of it, I don't think there's anybody out there that would have.
That wouldn't understand.
First of all, you're adorable. You walk in with your little tiki, like, you know, who's going to be like,
and be like,
guilty.
Yeah.
Nobody's
I almost got arrested on the plane, actually. I wouldn't keep him in his little case.
Oh.
It was bugging like crazy. So I told the plane, I said, listen, would you rather 300 people get off this plane with a major headache? I mean, I said, let me just keep him.
And she goes, so cute. He's so little.
He's so cute. He's so little. I said, he's very quiet when he's on my lap, and I'll put the cover over him. She goes, oh, no, he may bite someone. I said, he's not biting anyone.
He's not a biter. And she goes,
wait till we land. They had the marshal. They had a cop. They had everyone. She goes, you're getting arrested.
Oh, wait, what did daddy say?
And my father said, don't worry, Nicole.
I'll get this one.
I'll
take the arrest. Keep the dog out.
If I have to. Don't put that dog back in the case because he was going nuts. He actually was chewing out of the zipper.
Oh.
So
didn't you almost get a date out of it? The guy was so nice to Marshall.
They were very
she was so cute.
We landed in Philly and I walked off the plane. I said, does he look like a biter to you?
And he said, no, but you do, sweetie.
Does this
baby look like a biter?
No, fine. He just said, next time, do me a favor. He has to stay in the bag.
Wait, Nicole, does that work like that? Like, so if you got arrested, could your father stand in for you?
Well, I think he said he would. He goes, don't worry. I'll say that I wouldn't put him back in the bag. So he was willing to go clink, clink behind bars to me, my dad.
See,
that's an Italian father for
you. That's an Italian father for you. It's really nice.
I think a lot of fathers, not just an Italian father, girl.
But daddy's really, like, adamant about certain things. Like when
any
he feels,
good dad is not going to let your daughter go away. If marshals are taking you away for having a dog, I really still can't believe they had the marshals there. That was a funny story.
That's amazing. I can't believe they went and called the marshals. That's the stupidest thing. I mean, look, once the plane landed and the dog was quiet after you put him on your lap,
quiet as could be.
They should be worrying about other things than little puppies out on your lap.
I mean, I realize they have rules and all that, but seriously, if the dog is in his little carrier barking the whole time, I mean, logic has to prevail in a situation like that.
And, you know,
like
little dogs have this, like, really annoying bark. Like, it goes right through you. It's like a big dog,
screeching.
Like, woof, woof. No, it's the like, little one, it was like almost scratching your nails, like on a chalkboard.
Yeah.
So everyone was looking at me like, oh, that pain in the ass dog, and giving me, like, dirty looks. I'm like, I am not dealing with this. So?
And that flight attendant thought she was so hot, being like, oh, you're going to get arrested. You're going to get in trouble. I would have been like.
I feel like, do you guys find that sometimes with women, they're threatened when you're beautiful? I mean, that happens to me all the time. But in general, like, I always wonder, because I've seen, like, other women react to you. Like, when I first met you guys, you came up to the radio show, the last radio show I was doing. And I remember, like, seeing the women react to you, and to me, it seemed like they were threatened because you're beautiful and they're not.
That's as simple as that.
On a regular basis. That it must be hard to, like, choose your friends carefully, because I don't think that ends. I don't think you get to an age that women stop being competitive with each other.
The older I get, the smaller my circle gets, and I have my really awesome group of friends.
We have really good
and
friends.
And I
that
also
we just
believe
love, and, we,
what
and
you
that's
focus,
never an issue. Yes.
It was, thank goodness. But I also feel what you focus on is what you get, and I don't choose to put my energy there.
Right.
Yes, so we really do, I have to say, we really do attract really nice people.
We do.
You get a few that you're right. I think women today need to, and I always say that's my goal, and, you know, having my sister and even us girls today, like Girls in Heels, it's our job, like, to empower other women, to lift other women up. You know, if we all helped each other out with what we knew and educated each other and just really helped each other out, we can be as we can be so powerful, you know?
But, you know, when a woman is really unhappy, though, like when somebody is not feeling good about themselves and their security level is really low, they're feeling really insecure, you know, they project onto beautiful women, not just you guys, but other beautiful women, that their lives are better, that they're happier. So it's not just that you're prettier, it's also that you must be happier as well. So as a result, like, you have all this stuff that they don't have. And I know this sounds ridiculous, but I had, looking at me, it's hard to believe this, but I did have this with a girlfriend of mine where
it took me a long time.
And also, I'm confident, and I always have been. I had a girlfriend who, it never occurred to me, another friend of mine said, because I would say to her, like, I don't have anything. She said, no, you may not have everything you want, but you have everything she wants.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had a boyfriend. I was 103 pounds. I had a great job. I had a great, I mean, in her mind, I had the life that she wanted. So she was really threatened by, she couldn't be happy for me ever. It was really an issue. And it was the first time that I ever had somebody jealous of me, because I'm not one of those women that people are jealous of. But I wonder if that, because as you're describing this flight attendant, like, what could be her motivation other than...
I agree. She's miserable. I think some people stereotype you until...
I think a lot of people stereotype us. I mean, and people see...
But they get to know, until they start talking, they're like, oh my goodness, you're so nice. You're so sweet. You're...
And some people are threatened by that. And you know what it is? Like we said, everything is about confidence, you know?
Right.
Raw confidence. And it makes you, and I tell these young girls that too, like, confidence, sweetie, you know? Confidence. It makes you so beautiful and more beautiful than anything. Have a beautiful heart and you'll shine and you'll be the best ever. Be the best you can be. And the heck what everybody else thinks.
Yeah.
I also feel those who are jealous and miserable, they'll never be happy, no matter what they have. They'll always have that.
Right.
And ever see the prettiest girls that are so ugly inside, and it makes them so ugly? And people may think they're pretty, like, oh, she's so gorgeous. And I'm like, she is so ugly.
Oh, the Audrey Hepburn quote, the prettiest girls are the happiest girls, you know? So
right.
It doesn't matter what you look like.
Aren't the happiest girls.
No, the prettiest. No, meaning like not the prettiest girls. No.
The happiest girls are the prettiest
happiest girls.
Meaning the happiest girls.
I'm so sorry. I got that backwards. The happiest girls. Other pretty good, meaning just be happy.
Happiness makes you pretty.
Happiness makes you pretty.
That makes
a
more
smile,
sense.
A smile, I'm so sorry. A smile makes you pretty, you know?
Right.
Yeah, and then you get some really pretty girls, and they're so ugly inside, and I'm like, she is ugly.
Yeah, did
she
I say that wrong? Is that what?
You said it backwards.
I wasn't figuring it. Oh, my goodness. No.
It didn't make sense. I was like, yeah, of course, pretty means happy.
No, the happiest girl.
Well, happy means pretty. That does make sense.
Pretty means nothing.
Yeah.
Beauty is a dime a dozen. There's always going to be someone more successful, more beautiful. It's who you are inside.
Yeah. And that's why, like,
as much as I dislike
Lena Dunham, because I think she's a total hypocrite, I have to say, like, I will give her this. The fact that when you physically see her, you don't expect the amount of confidence and...
All right, now shame on me. Who is she?
Lena Dunham. Girls. Do you know the show Girls on HBO? Lena Dunham, she's a person of size. She's a larger girl. She's in her 20s.
Oh,
and
okay.
She was on the cover of Vogue recently, and everybody was upset because she's all about looking beautiful from within. Like you can be fat, you could be short,
so
you could be tall.
So why were people upset with her?
Because on Vogue, she had them completely Photoshop her.
Oh.
She had them Photoshop her body.
Oh, so she's a hypocrite.
Exactly.
It's like, okay, be beautiful, but then you just Photoshopped my body.
Yeah, I'm beautiful until I'm on Vogue, and then suddenly everything's Photoshopped. Like that whole idea, your whole message was, I'm beautiful the way I am. But I have to say, as much as I dislike things like that about her, on her show Girls, which is a huge show on HBO.
Oh, now I have to look for it.
Yeah, you got to check it out.
Okay.
On her show, she's the opposite of skinny. She's like a roly-poly kind of girl. And she walks around in a bikini like she is the queen of...
She's owning it.
Oh, she owns it.
That's awesome.
And I have to say, I really admire that in her and... Women like her, like Amy Schumer and Melissa McCarthy, like these women that are like not...
Amy Schumer has awesome legs.
Yeah, she does.
So, yeah.
But she's not...
She's in good shape.
But she's not traditionally...
She's not your typical,
beautiful.
Right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And she has no problem walking around in whatever she's wearing and being like, fuck you, this is me. And I just think that's a really great attitude.
She's confident.
Amy Schumer's in her 30s.
Yes.
Lena Dunham's in her 20s, so I like the fact that this new generation of girls are being confident regardless of what size they are. I think that's, you know, pretty cool.
Who's the actress who does the Activia commercial? She's older with the short hair.
Jamie Lee Curtis. Yep.
She always said on every single interview, she will not get Photoshopped, whatever, you know.
Yeah, she and Kate Winslet, same thing.
Yeah.
Won't get Photoshopped
either.
Yeah. Not me. I'm like, where's the face tune? Like, make it happen. Botox is not enough. I need you to then touch up the photo afterwards.
I need some good facials.
Bright light, you said, right?
Bright light.
That's
light.
Oh, my gosh.
It can't be light enough.
No, I know. Sometimes those high definition and cameras, I'm like, back
they
up.
They just catch everything.
Back up.
Yes, they
really
do.
It's that time again. We've come to the end of another week of Girls in Heels. Thank you so much for listening. We'd love it if you shared our show with some people that you like. Help us get some more pairs of ears. The show is free. Not much in the world is. Email us your thoughts and questions at girlsinheelspodcast@gmail.com. Special thanks to the men in our lives, our producers Anthony and Dennis, who produce Girls in Heels every single week. Thank you to Blog Talk Radio for having us. And if you like podcasts, they have dozens of great ones other than Girls in Heels. We recommend This Week in Podcasting. It's like a best of. It's hosted by Seth Everett, Val Riley, and Jeff Adams, three radio personalities. So you know it's a great show and that you're in good hands. You will laugh. Check out This Week in Podcasting. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Ladies, I will see you next week.
Ciao, ciao, Cooper. This is mwah, mwah.
Teresa, Nicole, and I will be back next week with another exciting episode of Girls in Heels. Thanks for downloading.